This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. New species of deer are moving into parts of Alaska, including the Upper Lynn Canal. As Claire Strimple from KHNS reports, Alaska Department of Fish and Game is gathering information on these ungulates.
Whitetail and mule deer are not native to Alaska, but the state's Department of Fish and Game says they're colonizing the 49th state. That's starting in areas proximate to the Canadian border, where whitetails and mule deer are known to live. Carl Koch is an aerial wildlife management biologist in Juneau. He oversees the Upper Lynn Canal Game Management Unit, 1D.
See, for many years, even before I've had this job, we've had rumors of mule deer in the Skagway area, and even maybe a photo or two that folks weren't 100% sure whether they were mule deer or not.
In May, Koch got a photo that allowed him to identify a male mule deer in the Skagway area. According to a Fish and Game publication, mule deer have been seen in Fairbanks and even the North Pole. And Koch says the Parks Department has received reports of white-tailed deer near Haines. Haines resident Betsy Shiner saw a deer this year at Chilkat State Park.
I grew up in Michigan, and I grew up identifying deer daily. It was undoubtedly a white-tailed deer.
Shiner says she's seen thousands of white-tailed deer, including a couple of unfortunate deer-vehicle interactions. Smaller Sitka black-tailed deer are common in this area. You can tell who's who by watching their hindquarters. Mule deer have a large white patch on the rump, and the tip of their tails are black. White-tailed deer have broad tails that are white when raised. Both species are bigger than Sitka black-tailed deer. It's not unusual for animals to expand their range, but the Department of Fish and Game doesn't know why these deer are migrating, or what they're bringing with them. They're concerned deer from Canada may bring in wasting disease, or ticks. Since the department is eager to learn more about these populations, it's open season on all mule deer and whitetails. Carl Koch asks that hunters send photographs and samples, which is a nice way of saying big chunks of dead deer.
We would like to have them provide the head with the brain and skull intact, heart with lungs attached, the hoof, hide, and pellets. But they should feel free to give me a call so we can talk more about that stuff.
State hunting regulations say you have to call Koch before taking a deer. But he's got an update. He'd rather hunters go ahead and get the sample than let a deer go because they didn't have a chance to call. The department will return the meat and antlers. Black-tailed deer are common in southeast Alaska, but there's no hunting season for them. Their population isn't robust enough to support it. So Koch says to be careful when identifying the whitetails and mule deer. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.